couple of questions. So what are some of the various reasons that people go out clubbing? And then, so you can just decide where we go with this seminar, what areas should we cover and why? What should we speak about this evening? Okay, so what are some of the reasons people go clubbing? And what areas do you reckon we should cover during the next 55 minutes? Have a chat in your threes and then carry on. Feedback. And as it's the first Sunday of Advent, we use green and red. But still not Christmas yet. Don't decorate your houses for another fortnight. Good. So either of those questions, can you see that? Am I in this completely in a way?
Not a bit.
Okay, a bit, but okay. Can you get your booster seat, John? No. So either of those questions, who's got a good answer to either of those? Or an answer? Okay, so dance. Okay. So people enjoy dancing very much. Yeah. Yep. Fun. Fun's fun. To get drunk and do drugs. Yep. And why is that? Okay, yeah. Yeah, let's, I'll put confidence, I can spell that. Fid. N. Oh dear. was it, or escapism, yeah. Escapism. And, like, I've often heard Christian students talk about drinking. I can't at all understand why anyone would want to get drunk. You know, my housemates came back last night, they were sick in their shoes, and why would anyone do that? And I think, in other words, there is a pull. So I feel that pull somewhat. I'm not a drunkard, don't worry. But, I mean, you know, escapism. So there's ease there. That's attractive. Let's not pretend this is all like, why would you do this? good. Why else might we or others? Yeah, so to find someone to go home with. Yeah, one of my housemates at university, we had to bang on a door to ask her to be quiet. It's like, it's not, please be quiet. Again? Really? Okay. Yeah, sex. Yeah. Yep. Like, if you go socializing, if you don't go out in your first week, first fortnight at university, I know I'm speaking university, that's what I know, you don't get to know your hallmates. In fact, actually, Mike, with you, is this right, kind of your testimony being not a Christian, but not really going to this scene, and therefore you had to chill out with Christians and you became one. Yeah, yeah. It's like, who else is not going out? Oh, those guys. Oh, I'll become a Christian then. Yeah. And there's more to it. Good story. Ask him. So socializing, getting to know people. You know, I looked at one survey, you know, so statistics, whatever, but most people are going, yeah, fun, absolutely. That's in my top three things, is like 75%. Dancing was well up there. These were it as well. So seeing friends right up there. Drinking drugs was on it. 18% to meet someone of the opposite sex. Oh, else? Music, yeah. Love music, love dancing. And good gifts from God. Dancing, music, sex, drink, fun, friends. Drugs? Calpol? I don't know. Right. Yeah. Other reasons? Let's... Yeah. Money burning hole in pocket. Good. Right. Let's... What should we speak about? What, as Christians, do we need to be thinking about? If we do go clubbing, or if we were to go clubbing, or if our children said, I'm going clubbing, or people in our home group, oh, they go clubbing. What should we say? You know, Why do we need to talk about this, if we need to talk about this? What areas do you reckon we need to cover? Did you get onto that one? Okay, so holiness. Okay, what holiness? Sorry, I've got terrible writing. What would unholiness, what typically are we talking about here? Yeah. 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 So there's not conformity, assimilation. There's, yeah. Okay. Anything more particular? I mean, I've got some things I've planned for us to speak about. Yeah. Okay, so being in the world and not of the world, Well, what does that look like of a Friday night? What would we look at and go, ooh, that's a bit worldly? You shouldn't do that.
I guess there's kind of all of the things around you, so I guess like the way people dress.
Dress, yeah. I think that's something, yeah, bing, that was on my list. Yep. The way that people dress.
Don't.
Or don't, yeah. Yeah. Attitude. You know, expand on that. Okay. Yeah. So. Yep, good. I mean, so you might go out. So is it good to go out to dance? Is that a concern? Depends how you dance. So manner of dancing. Yeah, no, the last time I went out to a club, like, sorry, coughing down a microphone, it's very impolite. One of the girls I was with, a Christian girl, not at this church, she was dancing in a most ridiculous manner that had been learnt off MTV, and it was, you're basically just doing sex moves while standing up. This is not right, sister. Yeah, so it's very possible. Okay, so dancing. What else should we touch upon? I mean, there's something to come on with. Lyrics. Okay, yeah. Okay. And, yeah, so what about lyrics? What do you mean?
I guess we can kind of think. We can think, actually, that's, you know, that's in a song, that's kind of, so, I guess, yeah, I don't know, you're singing things that you might not mean.
Yeah. Yeah. I saw a friend yesterday who, used to live in Leicester, now lives in Birmingham. I remember going out with him, and just that strange situation that we're both in a club, sing along, and I could just see his mouth, you know, make the words from a Rihanna song, "Whips and Chains Excite Me," from her song S&M. Yeah, interesting, isn't it? What are we listening to? What's going into our heads? How does that affect us? I don't know how many of you censor much what you listen to. Now, I don't really, but there's some, let's talk about that, and maybe you can convince me to be better. Right. Let's move on. So, lyrics. I've got some lyrics here. Now, some of them do have some French words in them. But for you to look at, as case A, B, C, and D, you're each going to look at one song, and the questions, did I write them down? There we go. So how in these songs, they're all songs about going out, basically. How is a night out described? What is presented as a good night out? And the second one is, what are the counterfeit gods or false gospels presented to us in these songs? So to put it in different ways, kind of a false gospel or a counterfeit God in a rom-com is, if I get a husband, he will make all my dreams come true. And all my stock is placed in him. Okay, so it's not the same as rom-coms. These aren't, don't read like romantic comedies. But what false gospels, false hopes, false messiahs are there in these songs? Good. We've got Katy Perry, Nicki Minaj, Plan B, and is it Roll Deep? Any preferences for your three? You want Nicki Minaj, do you? There we go. This one is one of the more shocking ones.
I've actually studied that in it.
So, read these perhaps in your head, and then we'll feed back on those two questions in a few minutes. You've got like 5 or 10 minutes, so have a chat. More often, just look at lyrics. I hope I've not offended anyone's sensibilities with them. Some of them are quite, yeah, Plan B. It's amazing though. He kind of raps towards the end, but it just gets more and more depraved. Like the last few lines, when he's taking a girl home, isn't he? And it's interesting, because the very next song that he produced, the next single, is called She Said, and they're in court, and she says that I took advantage of her. But in this song, it's shown as she was willing and went back to his apartment while his girlfriend is belling him up, ringing him, and he's just silent. Okay. What about that song then? Yeah, so they're running from club to club. Things are getting more and more hectic. He always stays too long, sling long enough for something to go wrong. That's a phrase you get again and again. Plan B, that is. Good, we might come back there, but you've got one of the same ideas, being chased by the police, haven't you, in Katy Perry, Last Friday Night. So what's going on in your song?
It's all pretty crazy.
If you don't remember, it didn't happen. A wild night out is kind of, you know, that's the kind of thing that people put on, a wild night out with the girls. Kind of wild, what do you mean by wild? Do you mean like savage? I mean, what are we talking about here? Like, yeah. Kind of, yeah. Anything else interesting in there? Yeah. So it's again and again and again, kind of, I can't believe we did that. Never again. Never again. Never again. Yeah, we'll do it again. And then what's a refrain in that you get? TGIF. What's that about? Thank God it's Friday. Like TGIF, just chanted in it. It's like, yeah, actually, that's very much your song, isn't it? The TGIF. So Roll Deep. What is it? Good times. 9 to 5. When it's over, I can come alive. Yep. When the DJ drops a song of mine, I'll be satisfied. That's where it's at. It's all about tonight. That's Ellie Goulding. Like, this is live for the weekend. But then if the weekend doesn't satisfy, oh my goodness, so this counterfeit God, it's not quite enough. It's clever though, I like it. It kind of, he tricks you with the lyrics. If you see a good time, grab it, have a laugh, don't let it pass. We get one life and it goes quite rapid. It's funny. I just think he's going to say fast, it's funny. Good, anything else in this? Like the video, it's all high heels, it's champagne pouring down, money everywhere, taxis. Taxis are funny. In music video, I watch a lot. Taxis, a lot. That's kind of, yeah, it's funny. Taxis and red lights and going through red lights. Crazy, wild. Like, no rules. I do what I like. So Nicki Minaj, she's... one of the philosophers of our age. It's actually one album I'm getting for Christmas by Zedd. Okay, they're kind of dance, not like ballet, they're dance tracks they do. And they do one featuring Hayley Williams. And I remember sitting in my garden in a summer, and I could hear this song by Zedd featuring Hayley Williams. I could hear it blasting out over the whole of Clarendon Park. And it's teaching a definite philosophy. Are you going to stay the night? Are you going to stay the night? It doesn't mean we're bound for life. Are you going to stay the night? Because we're not going to be bound for life, are you going to stay the night? And, you know, people might not read in our age, but everyone at a secondary school could sing along to that song and can follow its logic. If you and me, baby, ain't nothing but mammals, then it naturalistically follows there was a certain approach to sex as well. So we are hearing philosophy. The children of our church are hearing philosophy through Radio 1. Good. Oh, yeah, so Nicki Minaj. Yeah, what's she saying? Yeah. Yeah, I just want to experience something. Yeah. Any other lyrics you want to pull out, or themes, or any you dare to quote? Spending all her money, yes. Yeah, it's interesting, isn't it? Like, what does she say about not being able to pay her rent? What does she say about her rent? Yeah, okay. I'll owe that, yeah. So it's don't plan for the future, spend what you've got. See, can I, Nick, yours?
Twinkle and star.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, very much so. Yeah, I did this with some students a bit ago, and one of them said, she says that you can swear word who you want and swear word who you like. Yes, you're right, Derry. Yeah. and the chorus in this is, I'm on the floor, the dance floor. I love to dance. Good. We applaud that. Good. So give me more till I can't stand. What's she saying? Yeah, so I can't stand up anymore. Get on the floor, like it's your last chance. If you want more, then here I am. Yep. Good. I mean, interesting things in pop. there are three areas that I'd like to touch on in the 25 minutes we've got left. One is dress, one is drink, and one is dancing. Dancing is the longest, but I want to go to that first because it's perhaps one that we may not have discussed before as Christians, whereas we've probably discussed the other two. So let's go first there. Now, I've got a quote. It's a long quote, so I've split it into three, and then we'll chat about it after each one. I'll move this in a minute. Good. Could Phil, can you use this? Someone who can read? Emma can read. Yeah, can you read that first one out, please?
You want me to read this?
Yeah, okay. Please.
Bodily movement is clearly part of God's good creation, as it is rhythm, music, and social interaction. The Creator gave us the good gift of bringing these together for celebration and enjoyment, as we know from many biblical references to dancing. Nor would there seem is there anything anti-creational about two people dancing together. Since celebration is social by nature, as such, dancing would seem to be a beautiful, healthy, enjoyable, and exhilarating experience for which we may thank God.
Okay, good. That's the first bit of a quote. What's being said? Can we agree with that? What can we praise God for? Yeah. What's he saying? What can we praise God for? Is dancing good? Dancing is good. They're saying dancing is good. Good. Yeah, she's up all night to have fun. Yeah, going out, dancing. Good. Now, I'll tell you that the next word, there it was. It was but. Where is this going to go, do you imagine? If abused, okay, so we could abuse dance. Yeah. Okay, let's, Josh, could you read the next slide?
But there is little, if anything, that humankind cannot corrupt, and dance is certainly not exempt from the impact of human sin. In modern social dancing, the distortion of dance becomes most obvious when it becomes the occasion, or the intended means for sexual arousal or promiscuity. When the element of sexual attraction, which is a legitimate and pleasing undertone of all normal social relations between the sexes, is the dominant focus, then social dancing becomes the kind of sexual foreplay that is appropriate only for marriage, reinforced by provocative dress, suggestive music or lyrics, hypnotic lighting, and liquor or drugs. This type of dancing is positively pagan.
It's a good phrase, isn't it? Positively pagan. Good. So what's the main thing being said there? I mean, I gave an illustration of it before, of a Christian friend of mine dancing in a positively pagan manner. Yep. Yeah, so because before, I mean, it was this morning, way back, I didn't do this notice as well as I hope, but so we are in Christ, but he's writing to people in Corinth. So how can we be in Christ and in Corinth at the same time? We're called to be holy, not to conform to the world, but we're not called to escape from the world. Paul tells the Corinthians, I've become all things to all people so that by all possible means I might save some. It's not like we're removed from the world, and yet it's very easy just to duplicate what we see. Anything else on dancing? Okay, let's move on. Final one. Sorry, this is really wordy. I know. John, you can. You're really wordy. Oh, you actually can't see that. Okay. There's a microphone.
All right. A certain cultural phenomenon may be so terribly and thoroughly distorted in a given historical setting that it's a matter of Christian wisdom to avoid it altogether. The profession of acting at the time of the early church is one such example. By the 3rd century AD, the Roman stage had become so thoroughly corrupt, sexual intercourse was a regular part of the program, that all professional actors who became Christians were compelled to abandon their profession. It may be that in our society, certain forms of dance have become so intimately tied to cultural expressions of hedonism that Christians ought to recoil from them entirely. Nevertheless, we should not reject dancing as such, for the dance continues to participate in the creational goodness of God. Everything created by God is good and is reclaimed by Jesus Christ. The question is not, does this belong to Christ too? The question is rather, what is the most effective manner of bringing reformation and sanctification to this area of our lives?
Thank you. So, as a historian, that stacks up, does it? So I think there are some people who... Yeah. So I've had one friend, not at this church, people trying to guess it. Who would it be? Oh, it's Annie. Who found it very difficult, like very difficult to go out and not get drunk, and very difficult to go out and not flirt. And, you know, finding himself in one situation where it's like chatting with a girl, knows exactly what he's doing, and then just having to absolutely bail and run home. It's like, oh my goodness. And his friends just ripped into pieces. It's like, you could have taken that girl home. And he's like, no, what was I doing? So that, you know, he's a handsome lad. Like, you know, it doesn't happen to many of us. But in that situation, and yeah, I wish I'd said to him at the time, I think unless you like get horribly scarred or more disciplined with drink, I don't think you should be going out. Let's talk in our pairs and threes about this a minute, because what this is saying, and I think I'd agree with, is that, okay, so there's dancing. So most of us, probably all of us, at friends' weddings have danced. Some of us, yesterday, Rob and Mary's dancing, I suppose, I wasn't there. Okay, so there's that. And then how far down the line can you imagine things going? So I've never seen sexual intercourse in a nightclub. I've seen people shooting up. I've never seen, but at what point, at what level of undress, at what level of culture would we say this far and no further? I mean, maybe you think clubs have already hit that, maybe you think weddings have already hit that, maybe you think, okay, have a chat about this idea that there is a moment where Christians say no more. Have a chat about that and think where that line could be. And then I might tell you a poem I've written this week. I'm in general, so talking about in general, I mean, but include dancing in there, yeah. Good, let's feed back. Good, and it is difficult, isn't it? And as has been said already, different levels for different people. But how can we even begin to make such decisions? What we've been chatting about. Okay, and so that's in part talking about if we went out and, so how much do we drink? What if people around us are getting very, very drunk and we're just drinking Cokes, or we have one glass of wine and then Coke or whatever? Are there issues to be aware of there? If we're not drunk, but everyone is drunk around us? Yep, good opportunities there. Yeah, I think a great service that Christian freshers do each year is clean up sick of their housemates who won't even remember. Well, I had a housemate that did that for me. I wasn't a Christian in my first term. One of my friends coming in, taking away the bin that I'd puked in my room, picking it, I only to realize that it's mesh. Oh. Not good, yeah. But, yeah, opportunities to serve there abound. Good. On drinking, any other thoughts on drinking? I mean, it kind of moves on to another kind of section, but, you know, happy for it to be a mashup. Any, speaking of drinking, Matt's spilt his. I would say, so one verse that's just super clear in the Bible, in Ephesians 5, do not get drunk. You know, those four words next to each other. God is saying that to his people today. And we must be careful about mocking God in that area, but also about rationalizing things, just saying, I wasn't drunk, I was tipsy, I was merry, I was just, I've got these things of, if I can remember it tomorrow, oh, that's not drunk. I'm not saying I do. But are we fooling ourselves at certain points, and are we going to make stupid decisions? When I was first a Christian, I decided I wouldn't get drunk on Wednesdays or Fridays because then I had evangelistic conversations for some reason. And then I realized, it started sliding, thinking I should always be ready to, you know, give a reason for the hope that I have, and therefore I won't get drunk whenever I see non-Christians, but with Christians I'll get hammered. And then I was taking it of, okay, I should always be sharp enough to honor God with all my mind, and so I'll not drink as much, will dull my senses. But even then, at a seminar we had in a Craddock, I remember I had one. I'm a complete lightweight. I don't know why I am. I'm quite a big person. But I had a large glass of wine. For some reason, I went and got another glass, just a small glass, and just a little bit in. How about this for courage? Andrew Parsons took the glass away from me. Good for him. Well, I wonder whether, okay, so A, are we brave enough to do that for other Christians? B, if someone did that to us, would we punch him in the face or just be rightly humbled and rebuked? Yeah, has blushed a lot and thanked him. But, yeah. Let's talk a bit about dress. Any thoughts on dress? What does the Bible have to say about how we dress? Dress modestly. Can you think of a verse for that? Oh, wait, that's unfair. But, yeah. Sorry, that was unfair. But 1 Peter 3, yeah. Yep. Do you know why we're called 527? You know, Matthew 527 says, you have heard it said, you should not commit adultery. That's not why we're called 527. We're Ephesians 527, which is something else. But Jesus goes on in Matthew 528 to say, but I tell you, if a man looks at a woman with lust in his eye, he has already committed adultery with her in his heart. His sin, his fault, he is accountable to God. Let me read, though, also what Jesus says later in the later in Matthew's gospel. If anyone causes one of these little ones, those who believe in me, to stumble, it would be better for them if a large millstone were hung around their neck and they were drowned in the depths of the sea. So that sucks. I have a friend, a female friend, not at this church, but a Christian, and she admitted that when she was on camps as a teenager, that she would come to breakfast in her pajamas, not because they were like sexy pajamas or anything, but she thought the boys would think, pajamas, bed, oh. And it was wonderfully candid of her to admit that, like, but, you know, if she's that perverse, I guess others of us might be nearly as perverse. Like, to dressing, thinking, if we really did think, if I'm going to cause the other person to stumble into sin and it would be better for them to have their eye gouged out than look upon me lustfully. There's a book called Pure by Linda Marshall. She used to live in Leicester. And at one point, in the course, the girls and the boys, they split up, and the boys write things to the girls saying, thank you, girls, that you just say nice things and smell good and make us cakes and stuff. Please, please try and look after us better in a way that you dress. And then writing down such things that always shocks the ladies of, even if we see so much as a bra strap, and this isn't everyone, think bra, boobs. So women cannot underestimate how weak men are, so don't underestimate that. And men, like, I don't know, are women as visually tripped up as men? I mean, is this a question for men and women? Is this for men? I mean, I don't know, is this unfair? Am I just being, for both? Good, so men and women needing to take heed. And this isn't just when we're out, is it? It's like in the summer or wherever. Yeah. Good. This, me and a friend, I read this to Annie earlier. We wrote a poem this week on this theme. It's kind of based on Psalm 23, and it goes like this: God is a DJ. I lack nothing. He leads me beside loudspeakers. His drum and his bass guide me onto the dance floor. Surely my cup overflows all the Fridays of my life. When drunk, I feel I lack nothing. I fear no evil after a couple of drinks. My friends comfort me, the bouncers reassure me. Before we go, I anoint my head with perfume for my name's sake. Lord, give me grace and dancing feet and a power to impress. You prepare a chance for me in the presence of the opposite sex. Sex is my salvation. Thank God it's Friday. Even though I just walked through a puddle of sick, my friends are with me. They guide me to all the best clubs. Because I fear of missing out, here are the false gospels coming out. Because I fear of missing out, I am with them. They include me in their banter. Inclusion is my reward. This is my church. This is where I heal my hurts. I will dwell in this house forever. All the days of my life are focused on Friday because it's all about tonight. So I'd better not kill the groove. 9 to 5, when it's over, then I come alive. Alcohol soothes me. Dancing refreshes my soul. Better is one night on the town than 1,000 elsewhere. Kind of went out of the pot at the end and just, there's a load of pop lyrics and David. But, so getting some of those thoughts of where, I think for, maybe not so many of us, but for many Christians thinking this through at, I don't know, a clubbing age, like the fear of missing out, FOMO, fear of missing out, huge pull. Unless my friends think I'm fun, unless I do everything they do, if I stay at home and they go out and they come back and I can't join in their stories, but these are false hopes, these are false gospels, counterfeit gods. Good, anything else that you think we've not particularly begun to cover? I mean, it's half past, but if we work really fast, then we can do less than half an hour cleanup. Sarah, you look like you've got something very wise to say. One thing that I worry that maybe we've been a little negative, actually, that so focusing on all of the excesses. Now, when you picture people going out clubbing, I mean, some of this is doing silly dance moves to build me up buttercup. You know, like, we're not talking, like, big depraved actions here. Let's not lump it all in the same bucket. It's a fun, good gift from God. What was this again? Oh yeah, okay, yeah. So godliness as regards, yeah. Probably to spend £50 every week going out is not good stewardship of God's money entrusted to us.
We were talking about when you hear lyrics that you don't agree with, or if you are kind of dancing near a group of people that you can't help looking over next to.
Yeah.
Or if there's a particular song that comes on that you know is going to end up with dancing that you don't want to run in with, then just leave the room or go to the toilet or go to the bar. There's lots of other things that you can do to remove yourself from this.
Run away. Yeah. Good. I think we're time out with you, Mike, and with a friend of ours who is handsome, and girls looking over at him, and Mike shooing them away. Off you go, off you go. Yeah. Good. Let's, a few of us, pray about our thinking in this area and our actions in this area and our advice in this area. Let's a few of us pray.